visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here. It's Friday morning, and that means Joel Skousen is with us from the World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good. Always good to have you. Well, let's cover the latest World Affairs Brief. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, we're going to talk about the world financial situation, but first I'm going to cover a California story. Seems like California has had a taxpayer champion that's been essentially been put in prison for contempt of court. So this is a real-life political prisoner. His name is Stephen Fine. This is, as Stephen Lindemann says, this is the beginning of what happens when you lose a democracy. There's absolutely no question, he says, that Stephen Fine is a political prisoner. He's held without bail, without trial. And every state appeal has been denied. The issue is straight out and out abuse of power between the judges and the Los Angeles County officials. This guy has a long resume of as a lawyer, international law, PhD from University of Chicago. From the early 1990s until his illegal disbarment in 2009, where he was jailed, Fine had challenged and corrected state corruption, returning about $350 million to California taxpayers, which state, county, and municipal governments unlawfully took from, quote, special funds and trust funds in a series of taxpayer cases filed in federal courts. I mean, this guy really went after these robbing of these trust funds. He got successfully through the court $6 million returned to the Tidelands Trust Fund in Malibu. In another case, he had another $350 million prevented from being unlawfully spent from this Tideline Trust Fund. In a class action suit, California was forced to return funds not paid to small and minority businesses during the budget crisis. In another court case, Schinkel versus City of Los Angeles, Fine got the city to change its sewer service charges calculation method, saving residents tens of millions of dollars annually. I mean, this guy went after one after another the ways that state and local governments were robbing the taxpayers. Overall, he was what really got him, I think, on the wrong side of the courts. He stopped, or got stopped, the unconstitutional payments given by Los Angeles County supervisors to the Los Angeles County Superior Court judges. There were some $300 million paid since the 1980s to the judges over the same period of time. These judges decided cases and made orders in favor of the county to the exclusion of the opposing parties. So essentially, the county was paying the judges to rule in their favor whenever people had come before the courts with cases against the county. For example, from 2005 to 2007, no one, not a single person, won a case against the county in the courts presided by the LA Superior Court judges. I mean, not a single case. Over many years, as a result, Californians were swindled out of hundreds of millions of dollars, and most troubling of all, county judges knew that taking payments from LA County was unconstitutional in violation of the Code of Judicial Ethics. For his many years of crime fighting, Stephen Fine was charged with contempt of court and moral turpitude, disbarred by California Supreme Court and jailed by Superior Court Judge David Yaffe in retaliation for bringing the cases and exposing the unconstitutional payments. Fine's case is currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. The California bar has waived its right to respond, meaning his appeal is unopposed. Also, I mean, they wouldn't dare go and put in print why they put this guy into jail. Also in favor was a late 2009 decision in Sturgeon versus L.A. County brought by a Judicial Watch deciding that county payments to judges were illegal. I mean, this is just incredible, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think it's more incredible that we've never heard about it before. Certainly, I keep my ear to the ground pretty well, and I haven't seen this written up in any newspaper. I haven't heard it discussed once on television. That's why I think what you do, getting the information out, is so vitally important. How long has he been in prison now without denied the right of habeas corpus?
Since 2009, since November. So it's been about 4 or 5 months now. But, you know, the reason you haven't heard about this is that, you know, first of all, he's in the L.A. County Men's Central Jail, the worst jail in the country, according to the ACLU. Fine is held in solitary confinement under horrendous conditions to punish him. No fresh air, bright lights all night overhead, no pen and paper to petition a higher authority, no telephone rights. I mean, even serial killers get the right to petition higher authority. Reporters, at least until now when Stephen Lindemann got to him, had been denied permission to interview him. He's not allowed to post
bond. Well, basically, the case is going to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes. Well, you know, and this is, the trouble is, this is a contempt of court, which means the court wants him to recant or relent on something. I mean, contempt of court is one of those limbos in legal law within, you know, in law within the United States that allows the judges to simply lock somebody away without charging them for a crime, just holding them in contempt. People have been, you know, years in contempt of court without being able to get out. It's a very, very problematic one. The courts allow themselves to do this because they are supposedly the guardians of the justice system. And so the courts seem to get away. Only a higher court can overrule a contempt of court. And the higher courts have been very reluctant to do this. So this is very, very bad. This is what happens when tyranny happens. You know, it reminds me of Judge Marcia Clark's ruling in the Padilla case that the government can hold a citizen of the United States indefinitely as long as they don't charge him with a crime. I mean, that's just incredible. That's the speedy trial clock, she says, guaranteed by the Constitution, doesn't start ticking until you charge him with a crime. I mean, this is
ludicrous. Be very interesting to see if the Supreme Court will take this, because they only take 1 or 2% of the cases presented to them.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, if they turn this case down, then you could write off our U.S. Supreme Court. Although I would hope that they would.
In any case, this is very disturbing in terms of civil liberties, Dr. Stan. And what it basically says what I've been saying for many years. The Constitution is dead. They only, you know, pick it up and use it when it's to their advantage or when they want to reaffirm to people that they abide by the Constitution. But any time that they want to disregard it and throw it out the window, they do.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin. vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, telling us the tragic story of a lawyer here in California who's been incarcerated without the right to be charged, kept in solitary confinement, under deplorable situations with lights on all the time. The type of technique that is used to destroy a man's mind. They know what they're doing. Now, where does the state bar fit into this, the California state bar? Did they just take away this man's law license?
Well, he was disbarred by the state Supreme Court, which is the one who can rule on final. I mean, certainly the state bar was involved in this. They took orders. You know, the lawyers are considered agents of the court, and so the court judges and basically the panels of judges that sit in the highest levels can direct the state bar to disbar anybody, and they don't allow them to practice before the courts. I mean, it's a rigged system. It's like the IRS requiring that all accountants be registered before them who are going to deal with the IRS, and they can deny a person's license to represent a person. So it provides coercion against lawyers, and so the state bar is just a yes man to the courts. And obviously the courts did not take lightly to someone exposing their payola that they were getting from L.A. County.
This was in addition to their salaries, then?
Absolutely. In addition to their salaries, getting paid, you know, payoffs by L.A. County to make sure that everything goes in their favor. And this is just as crooked as can be. And, of course, we know that the California judiciary has a long history of being corrupt, especially on the side of the left. They have overturned countless initiative petitions. Everything that has to do with clamping down on illegal aliens has been overturned by the courts, even when passed by government. I'm surprised, in fact, that even Proposition 13 survived because of the corruption of the courts in working for the establishment. So California is turning out to be a very bad
tragic
state.
It's going to be interesting to see if the Supreme Court will take this on. And I would hope that if he ever gets out of prison, he'll sue every one of those judges in the whole system and be compensated. But anyway, go right ahead.
Well, unfortunately, they've got immunity from lawsuits, and the only way that a judge can be sanctioned is by the higher judges. And so this is a very problem. Well, they can be impeached under certain cases, depending on state law. But there are no jail sanctions for what judges can do. Anyway, the major story of today's World Affairs Brief that's coming out in a few hours is the state of the world economy. Financial debt cancer is spreading throughout Europe. After months of trying numerous public relations gimmicks to calm the markets, fears of a debt collapse, in Greece, nothing has worked. They were downplaying the magnitude of the problem, first of all. They were giving assurances of EU backing, without any actual money, but just assurances, and making token reforms in Greece, but nothing had worked. Instead, of course, justifiable fears are spreading, not only from Greece, but to Portugal and Spain about their debt problems. Either the monetary union will begin to unravel or a bailout will be initiated, which is technically not legal within current EU treaty law. Speculation is high that despite the legal prohibitions, the IMF and the Central European Bank backed by some sleight-of-hand lending by the U.S. Federal Reserve, will engineer a bailout. In fact, that's what has boosted the euro just since yesterday, is that the bailout, you know, this gets whispered around the markets. And the markets seem to respond, Stan, only not to fundamentals of economics anymore, but they respond to if, you know, the big powers that be are coming in for a bailout. The globalists who run these countries, I don't believe, will ever tolerate the disintegration of the EU Monetary Union. They worked for decades to get this established. Technically, they ought to throw Greece out for violating the rules. You know, technically, when you're on a monetary union, you're supposed to stay within certain confines and limits of inflation. And when you try to bypass that by going in debt, and Greece bypassed it apparently by going in secretly into debt. They had a public debt, which was supposedly meeting the requirements of the EU, and then secretly they were signing loan obligations with other governments, in fact, which means it was a conspiracy, and hiding that fact from the EU central bank.
Well, my understanding is that the IMF is going to come up with creating a half a trillion dollars of just special drawing rights out of nothing to help, you know, bail out Greece and bail out Portugal and Spain and all the other countries that are there. And certainly the Greece parliament has massively increased the taxes, and everybody's really furious with them because they're raising taxes trying to balance the budget.
Well, and they're trying austerity measures. But, you know, Greece is a very socialist country, if not communist. I mean, Papandreou has been a communist for many years. His son is now in power. I mean, these people have a big Marxist background. It's a fully socialist country, huge benefits and pensions for all of the public employees, and a very high percentage of people work for the government. I mean, this is a socialist state that is falling to pieces, and it needs to go down. It needs to be liquidated. But becoming viewed as a too big to fail, a whole nation. You know, there are people in Germany that want to just kick Greece out of the European Union and say, well, you go your way. People who invest in Greece are, it's too bad. We're not bailing you out. But, you know, Prime Minister or Chancellor Merkel is bowing to the powers that be. She's trying to play both sides, really playing hardline to her constituency, but still always ending up bowing to the powers that be. Ambrose Evan Pritchard, international business editor of the UK Telegraph, is always right at the cutting edge of analyzing this stuff. And he says, you know, the European Central Bank may soon have to invoke emergency powers. My comment is all government claim them, not even if not specifically authorized in founding agreements. He says they need to invoke emergency powers to prevent the disintegration of southern European bond markets, with ominous signs of investor flight from both Spain and even Italy. They've gone past the point of no return, says Jacques Caillot, chief European economist of the Royal Bank of Scotland. There's a complete loss of confidence. The bond markets are in disintegration, and it's getting worse every day. The ECB, which is the European Central Bank, has been sidelined in the Greek crisis so far. But you do allow a bond crash. If you allow bond crash in your region, they're the bank, lender of last resort. They may have to act, he says, as contagion spreads to larger countries such as Italy. We started to see the first glimpse of that today. This is prohibited, says Mr. Pritchard, under the EU treaty, but the bank can buy a wide range of assets under its, quote, structural operations mandate in times of systemic crisis. So they found some fine print that's going to allow them to buy assets. You know, this is just like the Federal Reserve buying up toxic debt. And theoretically, they can do this in unlimited quantities. But in reality, of course, this means that they'll end up having to print money to buy these things, and that's going to be inflationary.
But that's exactly what the Fed is doing. I don't know if you saw that sequence between Ron Paul and Bernanke, and Ron Paul saying to Bernanke, oh, where is the money coming? You're going to give all this money to Greece. Where is the money coming from? And Bernanke says, well, you know, you make a loan, and we hope we'll get it repaid. And but Paul says, but, you know, where is the money coming from? And Bernanke will not answer the question. And finally, Ron Paul says, you're just going to print it, aren't you? I mean, you're going to just take paper and ink and get to print the money. And Bernanke talks about getting the loan paid back, and it's very obvious. we're going to try to bail out the whole world financially, you know, just by printing more money and in the process destroying the value of our currency.
Well, and that's essentially what the IMF is doing. It's an extension of the Federal Reserve, which is a major, the United States is the major contributor to the IMF. They've committed some $100 million to the to the Greek bailout, knowing that it is leading to the inevitable financial meltdown that all fiat currencies experience sooner or later. The reason why it isn't imminent here is just because there's so many trillions of dollars out there, and they can print an awful lot more without it being hyperinflation. You've got to remember the $200 trillion at least out there that have been monetized. There's some $500 trillion that haven't been monetized that are just in contracts to be resolved in dollars, but as long as nobody wants the cash for them, nobody has to print the money. So where does it end? Tyler Durden of ZeroHedge.com asks. He says $100 billion, $100 trillion, $250 billion. Yes, America, this is your money, he says, going to bail out Greece, then Portugal, then Ukraine, then Dubai, then Italy, then Spain, then Hungary, then the Baltics, then the UK, then Japan. By the time we have bailed ourselves out, there will be nothing left except Turbo Bernanke 3000. He's talking about the mythical Bernanke hedge fund, empty ink cartridge and empty paper card, while gold ounces will be worth $1 quadrillion Benjamins, meaning $100 bills. So, well, you know, others are complaining, you know, that IMF is making, you know, a schoolboy mistake by keeping raising the bailout requirements incrementally, even as depositors run on Greek banks and ongoing strikes and riots destroy the country. You know, they started out with a planned $45 billion bailout. Now they're raising it incrementally to another $13.2 billion, and that's not going to do it. It's going to head for $150 billion, just like the AIG bailout. And, you know, everyone keeps talking about, you know, green shoots of growth. They've been taking up this call just like in the United States. Even the IMF, which is trying to bolster this, in its latest report on the G20 countries, is skeptical about the growth that was claimed in this last G20 conference. The report, according to Reuters, says the world's major economies all seem to think their growth prospects are brightening. Some of them are bound to be disappointed. The IMF cautioned the group of 20 against overconfidence this weekend, after reviewing each of the country's forecasts for the next 5 years to see whether or not proposed policies would produce a stable mix of growth in emerging economies. Now, the IMF report says, we put the figures together and they're rather consistent, but we think they're rather optimistic. IMF Managing Director Dominic Strauss-Kahn said on Saturday, in our view, there may be a little too optimistic. High unemployment and even higher government debt, the consequences of deep recession and $5 trillion rescue, will drag on demand in most advanced economies. They are all looking to growth abroad to take up the slack. What that means is they're looking for export growth and exports to fuel their recovery. And he says that everybody can't do that. Everybody expects to grow, and many of them expect to grow through exports, but not everyone can do that. Ending the boom-bust cycles that have plagued the world economy for the past 20 years will require some politically unpopular changes. The United States, for one, has to curb its debt-powered spending, which will slow economic growth. Europe must tackle the labor reform markets that won't go down well with unions. I mean, Europe is extremely unionized with powerfully high, expensive union benefits. And, you know, just like in the United States, where the unions were broken one by one by the major bankruptcies of, you know, airlines and automobile companies, you know, automobile workers were making an average, including benefits, of $76 an hour. I mean, how can you compete on the world market with those kind of wages? And German workers and French workers have some of the same benefits, and that's why they can't compete. By expecting the rest of the world to drive demand, countries may be putting off these tough changes, said the IMF. Output in advanced countries is now 7% below pre-crisis trend, and the gap is widening, he said. The only countries that are really growing are China, Brazil, and India. These are all very, very socialist-controlled countries, but they have tremendous pools of cheap labor, and that's where the big money is flowing right now, to cheap labor. Well, it's not just spreading to Europe. Japan has been struggling for years with debt excesses, and it's time to pay the piper. The Fitch Ratings has warned that Japan's sovereign debt is rising to ominous high levels as the workforce shrinks and deflation grinds deeper. I mean, Japan, if you've ever been there, is a very highly developed country. I mean, you look at even at Hiroshima. I mean, this country, this city that was devastated, it's a brand new, sparkling, totally rebuilt city. All new skyscrapers. It's just a gorgeous jewel of a city. But all that was built within debt, and that debt is just crushing Japan right now. And they continue to inflate their currency, trying to stave off the demand, but it's not going to be staved off. The lack of a coherent and credible plan for fiscal discipline has put downward pressure on the creditworthiness of Japan.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skelton.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Restore Health and Counseling in Lafayette salutes all of our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety gets pushed aside. Parents, talk to your children and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents and adults. For private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab, visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street or www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they could subscribe to your newsletter if they'd like?
Well, the newsletter I have is World Affairs Brief. It's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, it tells them how to get a free sample issue right on the front page of the website. Lots of free stuff on the website, especially the posting of all the top stories of the news each day, so that people don't have to do the filtering that my own staff does. There's a lot of disinformation out there and a lot of bad news stories, and we post the best of the conventional stories. And I know your staff uses that in preparing for the day's interviews. So it's a fine service we provide to people.
Right. You go right ahead.
So let's talk a little bit about how the U.S. economy is doing. I think the best analysis this week came from Michael Pinto of Delta Global Advisors. He said, a viable V-shaped recovery in the economy and markets has now become the accepted view. My view, however, is that the economic recovery will be ephemeral in nature, meaning weak, whereas the real and lasting recovery will be unfortunately found in the rate of inflation, which is not true recovery. While nearly everyone on Wall Street remains unconcerned about inflation, the cornerstone for increasing prices has already been laid and the foundation is nearing completion. The zero interest percent interest rates, which have already been in effect for far too long, have had a similar effect in housing and creating the credit bubble. And 1% Fed rates, is reminiscent of what it did to create those bubbles from June 2003 through June 2004. The target rate for federal funds, says Pinto, has been 1% or less since October of 2008. So in case you're wondering what bubble the Fed is busy blowing this time around, you don't have to look any further than the U.S. bond market. Hat tip must go to Keith McCullough of Hedge Risk Management for realizing that inflation has been making a comeback. But it's hidden among many things. I mean, the reason that the markets are going high, and, you know, the S&P has risen 80% from its low in March 2009, stock markets past 11,000. But we have to ask ourselves, who's investing in all this? Well, you know, the markets have been extremely low volume for many, many months. And even though the volume is picking up, several analysts have still said the majority, vast majority of buyers of equities are the major investment banks, the nine biggest banks that were bailed out under TARP. It is not still not the normal hedge funds and pension fund manager who are still staying clear of the markets, not trusting them. I think that if they feel like if they can keep it long enough, and we may be seeing the smaller guys start to move into the market, but still, by and large, it's the big boys that are playing this market, and that means that they're trying to manipulate the markets upwards, trying to create a self-fulfilling prophecy about the recovery of the economy. One of the big pieces of news was that the producer's price index, which is the wholesale prices the producers pay, have gone up a whopping 6% year to year. Intermediate goods prices surged 7.7. Crude goods went up 3.2% in March, and that's a 33% year to year price increase, and that includes oil. It's a large part of that that price. So if that's not a a V-shaped recovery in inflation, what would we call it? I think that's where we're headed. And this year, the inflation is going to be a major factor in terms of giving the appearance of recovery. But I think that will be counterbalanced by the continued problems in the housing market. Foreclosures are increasing. And unless they do something to directly inject money into a lot more consumers' hands, I still think that it's going to be relatively flat overall. Certainly, if prices are rising and people's income are not rising, then that will not be an actual recovery. It will be an increased hardship for people. Well, in other news, financial reform inches ahead. Republicans finally allowed formal debate on the Senate financial reform bill to move forward, hoping to moderate it somewhat and avoid the stigma of being pro-bank, big banks. This entire phony prosecution of Goldman Sachs, I think, was created, and I think you agree with that, Dr. Stan. It was created to provide impetus for passing this financial reform and for helping to paint anyone who's opposed to this final reform as pro-big banks. And now that they've and I think Goldman Sachs simply, it's too strong of an insider firm to ever be taken down. And so I think they kind of volunteered to be made the guinea pig for this because they could handle it and bounce back. In fact, what's interesting is that throughout all the Senate hearings on Wednesday before 11, where Goldman Sachs was excoriated for over 10 hours, guess whose stock rose on the stock market? Goldman Sachs stock rose. I mean, it was incredible. They made money on these hearings because apparently they were able to continue to, take their stone-faced resistance and no apology point of view and convince investors who are watching this on television that Goldman's going to survive. So it's best to invest in Goldman.
Well, I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that these hearings that have been held, it's all political theater. It focuses our attention on the wicked banks, so we're going to actually then pass legislation to control the wicked banks and give more power to the Fed that is controlled and interlocks with the wicked banks. So basically, this whole thing is a setup to justify passing legislation that we do not need. We have plenty of legislation. They just absolutely refused to enforce it, which is why we're in the mess we are today. And why would anybody think that giving more power to the people who did not enforce our laws before is going to solve the problem?
Well, that's exactly the key point. As I pointed out in the World Affairs Brief, there's a huge new bureaucracy going to be created in this financial reform bill called the Financial Institution Regulatory Administration. This is going to be FIRA, and we should pronounce it like FEAR, F-E-A-R, but it's called F-I-R-A, FIRA. And believe me, they've got powers into record keeping. They're going to essentially take over the roles of SEC and every other regulatory agency. It becomes like a major umbrella administration like Homeland Security over the other law enforcement agencies within the federal government. And it will just absorb much, much more money. It's going to be tremendously expensive to manage. And it will be just as controlled as the SEC is controlled. I mean, we certainly know that the people who nominate the heads of the SEC or who will nominate the heads of FIRA will be the U.S. Treasury Department. And those are always people, 75% of them come from Goldman Sachs or some other investment bank, J.P. Morgan or Citibank or Chase, Manhattan. These people are part of the system. These are the foxes watching the henhouse. And when they determine who's going to be the regulator, then we know what predictably can happen.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerpine reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerland at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Doug, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're back for the last segment of our program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, it's interesting. The Goldman Sachs, they're sitting before the Senate Subcommittee on Financial Matters, claimed, of course, with no apologies whatsoever, that they have done nothing wrong, nothing legal, ethical, or reputational. They have no concerns about any of the activities taken. Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman, says, "I have heard nothing today that makes me think that we did anything wrong." Now, of course, we can go back to 2009, just some 5 months ago, when Blankfein spoke at a New York conference sponsored by Directorship Magazine, which had just named him CEO of the Year, and he said, made this statement: "We participated in things that were clearly wrong, and we have reason to regret, and we apologize for them." Blankfein then said, referring to Goldman's role in the financial crisis, without mentioning any specifics, that we did things wrong. So what are these things? Only Blankfein knows. He certainly isn't telling. But it's really incredible that the senators said nothing about those remarks and refused to put him on the docket about what were those things that you admitted that you were wrong. So, you know, these are games that are played within the big boys. We have people in Congress playing the role as if they were in opposition. But, in fact, I think it's important to remember that Senator Levin was one of those that voted to repeal the Glass-Steagall Act. And so he's responsible for many of these things. There is, in fact, a need for more regulation, especially relative to derivatives. So these are insurance-type products. They need to be under the same type of capital reserve requirements as insurance policies. We don't allow insurance companies to guarantee that they're going to pay a certain payout without keeping a certain reserve so that we know that they have the millions of dollars necessary to handle most situations. I don't think the reserves are, frankly, high enough. But if they were 100% reserves, of course, the premiums would be astronomical. So regulators have made kind of a middle ground there. But most of these derivative bets are made in the hundreds of trillions of dollars, and they have virtually no backing whatsoever. If someone says, you know, "I'm going to call in all these derivatives and they need to be paid," there isn't any company who's posting these derivatives that has the money to pay those. They ought to be able to put a great deal of, be forced to put reserves behind those bets that they're making. Now, Senator Ben Nelson, who is a shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway, has put in a specified amendment in the bill exempting Berkshire Hathaway from any of these reserve capital requirements in arrears, meaning that anything that is an existing contract with Berkshire Hathaway is exempt from these capital requirements. It ought not to be exempt. I understand that people have made these bets, but they are not legal to make these kinds of bets unless you have the funds to pay them off.
Well, of course, this is a conflict of interest. If Senator Nelson owns shares in a company that's going to benefit from the legislation that he's going to have enacted, why he should recuse himself. But we allow our legislators to get away with frank corruption. You hold shares in a stock, and then you do certain things to benefit that stock. Why he should go to prison?
Well, absolutely. This is corruption of office, and it happens all the time, unfortunately. You know, it's amazing how many senators have become wealthy after they've been in office. I mean, and one of the things I covered in last week's World Affairs Brief is one of the whistleblowers for the Swiss bank that had revealed all of the names to the IRS of American citizens who had secret Swiss bank accounts overseas. did not, he said, reveal the list of high political office holders in the United States who also had secret bank accounts in that same bank. They were exempted from those discoveries. So there's a great deal of corruption in here. We know that Vince Foster was killed, for example, because he was the one who facilitated the secret Swiss bank accounts of the Clintons, and that they were afraid that he was going to talk when pulled before Congress. There's just so much going on, Dr. Stan, that is evil and corrupt, and unfortunately it's very hard to detect because so often these people play the role of conservatives, and they get elected as conservatives, but they're really not on our side. You take, the senator from South Carolina who has been, involved in so much of the... dealing with Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina. He's been playing games for years with the Democrats. He's been on their side in terms of climate change. He's been on their side in terms of illegal or amnesty immigration. All of a sudden, there's a big backlash against this amnesty bill, and he backs out. And he starts saying all the right things. Blanche Lincoln starts saying all the right things against the big banks, even though she's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from Goldman Sachs and campaign contributions. Senator Brown got elected from Massachusetts on a very, very conservative platform and is already playing the role of a liberal. So you really have to look past what people say in their campaigns. And, of course, nothing is more emblematic of that than Barack Obama and all of his campaign pledges, which he has failed to go through. One of the other big frauds that is very big on television now is GM's claim that it has paid back all of its taxpayer money with interest. Well, actually they got more than $60 billion, including the billions that the Canadians put in, and they paid back $8.4 billion. So where's the rest of the money if they claim that they paid it all off? Well, as we covered in the World Affairs Brief, most of that money went into shares of stock where the government invested in GM, so the GM would never be required to pay that money back. So, in fact, they haven't even come close to paying back what the American taxpayers put in. Only the $8.4 billion that was kept as a loan, that's what they paid back.
Well, I think it's even more incredible. The money that the GM paid back was not their profits. It was part of the money that the government had invested in GM that they had in a special account, and they gave it back to the very government that had given it to them and said, look, we paid back all of the loans. But they're not making a profit. At least they did not this year, sufficient to pay the money back, and it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yes, it certainly is. I guess the only bright side to the news that we can cover is that there's
We're out of time.
The illegal immigration measure.
Thanks so much.
All right. Nice to talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our regularly program every Friday morning with Joel Skousen, always an excellent source of information. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, and I know lots of people are having financial problems, why, of course, we'd appreciate your prayers for our provision and protection. As far as the economy is concerned, it's probably going to pick up and level off for the rest of this year. Basically, the volume on the stock market's picking up a little bit. The banks are beginning to lend a little bit. Certainly the economy is picking up just a little bit. Now, this is not a solution because, of course, we've got very real fundamental problems and massive debts and massive amounts of money. And down the line, I believe that there will be an inflationary spiral before deflation kicks in and the whole thing collapses. But we'll probably get through at least the end of this year, unless we get into a war with Iran. That is certainly a big unknown behind the scenes. But hopefully, the rest of this year will not be any worse. May not be a lot better, but at least probably a lot more people will not lose their jobs. We will still have 25 million people unemployed, but things will probably level off this year with a massive amount of money they put out there. But next year, why, hang on to your hat when the November elections are over. Well, certainly if you want to understand what's really going on in the world, who runs the world, you need to get our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see Pat Wood's excellent DVD of the Trilateral Commission, and you need to understand these people. You need to read my newsletters. They're free up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, or the Secret, or the talk on the Financial Armageddon and the Financial Tsunami. Understand there really is a program to kill off most of the people in the world. That's the talk on planned population reduction, or none dare call it genocide, or population control. There are three separate talks, all with great information. Our pamphlet, our treatise on the population control agenda. You can pull it down on the Internet. Just type in my name, Stan Monteith, or Radio Liberty, and then the population control agenda. But you need to read that. Just understand, not only is there a plan to kill off most of the people in the world, but there is a spiritual component to this, too, which everybody has missed. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. The DVDs that you need to get the overview, very professionally done, Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. There are three DVDs in the series. You can get them together at a reduced price or separately. To look at things from a spiritual point of view, why Pastor Billy Crone's Countdown to Armageddon, the Final Countdown, and then we have that same series in something called Countdown to Armageddon. We even have a book, The Final Countdown, and Sydney by Pastor Billy Crone gives you all the scriptural references, and you can actually see prophecy unfolding. We're living in exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. Please encourage people to listen to our programs. They can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. After days of delays, the Senate has formally opened debate on a sweeping Wall Street reform bill.
Calendar number 349 has 32...